Estevan. The RM of Enniskillen had a big reason to celebrate on October 1 with the grand opening of its new wellness center. Pamela Bartlett, who is the RM's chief administrative officer, said it was an amazing event, with lots of people present and a great time by everybody. The rapid relief team served lunch to more than 150 people. A short grand opening ceremony saw Bartlett and Cannington MLA Daryl Harrison deliver speeches and participate in the ribbon cutting. People were able to tour the building and ask questions, and the Carnduff detachment of the RCMP handed out stickers and tattoos for children. In her speech, Bartlett noted that when this idea was brought to the RM by paramedic Britt Venn, the RM started the Wellness Center initiative after hearing about the services that have been absent from the community and the struggles the ambulance staff were facing. The RM received $406,315 in donations. Support came from as far away as Saskatoon. She also pointed out a bequest from the estate of Nellie Adams was one of the main reasons this center was possible. The center opened earlier this year and has been busy helping the community. "It's getting busier all of the time," said Bartlett. "Currently we have, in a week, physiotherapy, mental health and addictions, a diabetic educator, the paramedics meeting there when they are from out of town, the RCMP using the facility after hours, and if they have any meetings, we're having training sessions there. Public health has been present every week, speech therapy has been meeting and a dietitian has been present. A reflexologist moved in last week. They plan to have an osteopath come in, along with sessions to live well with chronic conditions. She has also reached out to an acupuncturist as well. 3 counseling rooms, 2 physiotherapy rooms and 2 treatment rooms are located on the bottom floor. The ambulance garage is located on the bottom floor as well. The top floor includes a large training room, washroom facilities, 2 bedrooms, the office and other amenities for the EMS, and a shared kitchen facility. Bartlett said this has been an important facility for the community. "Anybody who has had surgery, or anybody who in the past has had to travel to Estevan, it's huge for them not to have to make that trip to Estevan. With mental health and addictions, anybody who is having any kind of mental health issues or problems, they are very thankful that they are not having to travel to Estevan. For those who don't have a vehicle or who can't drive," Bartlett said this facility has made a big difference. "Many of the people who have used the facility have come in and said how thankful they are to now have it in the community," she said. "They heard lots of feedback prior to the grand opening and the rave reviews continued at the October 1st celebration. Fundraising is underway to have a new ambulance in the town." Soon after the community heard of the need for a new ambulance, the RM took this initiative on, and so far, we have raised $183,500 out of the total cost of $302,000. "There are plans for a Christmas fundraiser for the ambulance," Bartlett said. At one point, Bartlett asked for appreciation and thanks to the EMS staff for their service, calling them courageous, compassionate, caring and resourceful EMS local heroes. "They are fortunate to have Oxbow EMS and Carnduff EMS, which she said covers the area when Oxbow EMS is out of service or on calls and transfers. The new ambulance is currently in production."